Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Justice Minister Helen McEntee joins me now. You're very welcome indeed to the programme, and thank you very much indeed for being with us. The verdict of unlawful killing in all 48 deaths after 43 years, it's a long, long campaign for the families. So what is your reaction to the verdict today?
Look, as you said, this has been you could say a long time coming, but this has been fought for by the families, really. And today it's a devastating day in one way, but it's an important day, and it's an important recognition of the 48 young people, as you say, who lost their lives and who we now know were unlawfully killed. Above all, I think out of all of this, what I would like and what I hope is that the families will have some sort of solace, that they will now feel and know that they have gotten to the truth. And I think that is so important, particularly having met some of them and spoken with them, and knowing how much devastation this one night has caused to so many families and entire communities. I really do hope that there is some solace after today. But it's been a long, long journey, and I regret that it's taken this long, to be quite frank.
You say you regret it's taken this long. I consider the use of this word carefully now. Do you think it's shameful that the families had to fight for so hard and so long to get to this point?
As I said, I regret that it's taken this long, and I think the fact that there have been so many different processes that have come out with different outcomes that have never really done what needed to be done, it is regretful, yes. And
shameful?
In a way, yes. And I can't speak on behalf of government, but I can only say on my own behalf and as Minister for Justice, I'm so sorry that this happened and that it took this long to finally get to this point. But it's important that we are at this point now.
The family's been let down by statutory investigations that have gone before?
Well, I can only speak on my own behalf here, and the work that has been done in the department over the last number of years since I've been there, following on from the Attorney General's decision that there would be a second inquest held, and every effort has been made working with the families, working with their legal teams to make sure that the provisions that were needed in terms of the inquest, in terms of the financial support, in terms of the legislation to empanel the juries, that all that needed to be done, that it was done. And it has meant that while this has been, again, just this inquest on its own, a lengthy process, I am really glad that we are where we are today. And to all of the families, I really just hope that this is some comfort and some solace. It will never bring them back. Mm. It will never bring back the 48 young people who lost their lives. But I really do hope that this is some comfort to them.
The families have called for an apology. Will you apologise?
I unreservedly apologise, and I can only do so on my own behalf as Minister for Justice.
Will
and I think as a government
issue a formal state apology?
So I think we need to, obviously as a government, that has to be discussed. You can appreciate this has only just happened today, and I certainly think we need to look at what that might or how that might look, but anything that's done has to be in consultation with the families, and that's certainly something that we will discuss, I have no doubt, at Cabinet next week. But on my own behalf, I can only apologise that it's taken this long, that we're even where we are now, and that it has even had to come to this. But
what happens next
from the government, you know, we do have to discuss it. Today is an important day. Today is about the families and the outcome, which is very welcome. But beyond that, obviously, we will talk as a government, and we will decide what is the most appropriate step.
Finian McGrath said you should meet with the families as soon as possible. Will you?
Absolutely. And I've met with many of them and spoken with Antoinette, who has done so much work here, who tragically lost two of her sisters, and others. And I know there are many, many others that I have never had an opportunity to meet, but I will absolutely. Mm-hmm. I do think we need to give families time as well. This is a lot to take in, even if you're 43 years fighting for something, when it finally happens, you know, we do need to give families the time and space to know what it is that they want, what they need next.
And that is correct.
We have to take that on board.
Even in the moments afterwards in the press conference, some of the relatives called for an immediate apology. The Taoiseach, I know, and I've referenced it there, has asked you as Minister for Justice and the Attorney General to consider the recommendations now and the verdict, and that you'd update government shortly. And I know that has to happen. What kind of a timeline, though, are we talking about here?
So the coroner's work is done here, but there is still a little bit of work essentially to do. So Myra Cullinan, who, if I could just take an opportunity to thank, because there's been a huge amount of work done here, and the way in which she has done it, and the compassionate way in which she has carried out this inquest, I think must be acknowledged, and indeed all of the jurors and those who have been involved, in particular the families though. But it will take a couple of days to write up. I know there have been recommendations from the jury. The writing up of the report itself will take a couple of days, and then really there are a number of things that may happen here.
Okay.
The families themselves may ask the Gardaí, based on the evidence here and based on the report and the findings, that they would look at the initial investigation and ask Gardaí to review it, and then obviously see if further steps or charges should be taken.
That's a possibility.
That's a possibility, and obviously that's very much for the families to decide if that's what they wish to do. Government then will have to get a copy of the report again as soon as it is finalised. We have to have legal advice and look at that, but again, there is an option for government and myself as minister to ask Gardaí the exact same thing, to
look at a fresh Gardaí investigation. Is that it?
To look at the previous investigation and to see, based on perhaps new evidence, is there something further can be done or reopened?
Is that,
and
it would you be inclined towards that?
If that is what's needed, yes, absolutely. I wouldn't see why not. And the Gardaí themselves then can decide based on the reports and looking at the evidence themselves. I mean, they have been at the inquest. They very much know and see what has happened over the last year, but they themselves may decide. So there are a number of avenues here. For me, what's most important is what the families want, to be honest. If this is what the families want, then I absolutely will support them.
In setting all of those things in train, before I move on from this issue, the Stardust issue, it seems from what you're saying, we're talking days and weeks certainly here, not months.
No, not months. No, I think it's probably a matter of days for this to be written up. And I know there's an urgency to it. We then have to reflect. My own department has to look at what the report says and then take that decision. But again, I'd repeat, what the families want here is what's most important to me. And I'll be guided by them. And obviously, we'll meet with them, and very happy to meet with them whenever it works for them.
Okay.
As I said,
this is a big day,
they want to be around their own families as well and their community, I'm sure.
Yeah. Can I ask you, Minister, about the GRA conference? It's very much in the news today.
Yeah.
And Brendan O'Connor speaking about your decision not to attend the GRA conference because the Commissioner, Drew Harris, has not been invited. Can you explain to the 11,000 rank and file Gardaí who may listen to your words why you're not attending?
Well, firstly, to the 11,000 rank and file Gardaí, I suppose it's important that they know, and I want them to know, that they always and will always have my support and that of this government. Support for the work that they do, respect for the work that they do. And while there are always issues that I work with the unions and the representative organisations on, it will continue to be my priority to work with them to try and resolve any of those issues and to support them in the work that they do. So that hasn't changed. That will never change. I've said many times that I genuinely regret the decision that was taken by the executive in the GRA to not invite the Gardaí Commissioner. I think while you may have differences or you may have grievances or you may have opinions about someone or the way in which a relationship is, the role for the representative organisations working with the Gardaí Commissioner is to represent their members and to make sure that you can work through any of those challenges. And so I asked many times, and I met with the GRA only in recent weeks, I asked them to reconsider to invite the Gardaí Commissioner to the conference, and I regret that that hasn't been the case.
Could I turn your advice to the GRA back to you then? Why don't you work through your differences with the 11,000 rank and file Gardaí, notwithstanding that they didn't invite the commissioner, and go and attend and hear their... You say you support the Gardaí, and the Taoiseach has said we'll get behind Gardaí, and they've quoted that in the GRA today, but you won't hear their concerns at the conference. Sinn Féin says that rings hollow now.
Absolutely not. I met with them only a few weeks ago, and we discussed quite a number of different issues that I'm working with them on and working with the Commissioner on, and that they're working with the Commissioner on. So that's not going to change, and I'll meet with them in a matter of weeks on other issues that we're discussing around conduct, around regulations. So that doesn't change. However, commissioner is appointed by government, and the office of the commissioner, I feel it's extremely important that that is upheld. And so the only reason that this decision has been taken is that I feel that that would contradict that.
And I think the GRA really is saying you're blurring the lines here. There's a potential that you're blurring the lines of separation between the houses of the Oireachtas and Senior Gore, the management, that there has to be collaboration, and I'm paraphrasing, but there has to be a distinction as well. I wonder, are they suggesting that you're getting too close to the Gore, the commissioner here?
I'm not sure what they're suggesting, but I think it's absolutely necessary for me as Minister for Justice to uphold the office of the Garda Commissioner. And I think by not inviting him to the conference and by me attending it, that I'm not doing that. So it is really important that Gardaí know that I am there working with them, supporting them. That hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. But you do have to respect the office of the Commissioner, who is appointed by government. And that is all that is happening here. That is why I am not attending. It is important that the office of the Commissioner and the Commissioner is respected and upheld. And I don't believe that that's happening here. I've said this before. I feel that it's being personalised towards one individual. What I'm saying is the office must be respected and upheld. And I, as minister, have to do that. And by attending, I wouldn't be doing that. That doesn't change the fact that I met with the GRA a number of weeks ago.
You're not returning on this.
Well, I would ask that they reconsider their position and invite the Garda Commissioner, and that makes it very different. But they will always have my support. They will always have my respect. I will continue to work with them in the same way that I have done for the last number of weeks and months since they took that decision. But I think it is important that the office here is respected. And as Minister, I have to do that.
Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.